Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are looking at Internal Revenue Code, Section 48, a statute from 1962. Section 48 is the foundation of how we separate costs today. In 1962, Congress created the Investment Tax Credit to encourage business investment. Section 38 of the code listed eligible property broadly. Section 48 gave the specific rules. It defined what counted as tangible personal property. This was key. Tangible personal property under Section 48 meant any physical property except the building or its structural parts. The Treasury wrote regulations to explain this. The regulations listed structural components, items like walls, floors, ceilings, windows, doors, central air, plumbing, and wiring that served the building as a whole were not eligible for the credit. But property that served a specific business function, like a machine attached to a factory floor, could still count as personal property. This idea of function over form became central. Courts used these definitions for decades. Cases like Hospital Corp of America or Piggly Wiggly applied Section 48's rules to decide if a building part was personal property or a structural component. These decisions became the building blocks for cost segregation. Even after the investment tax credit ended in 1986, the test stayed. Today, Section 48 is not about tax credits anymore. The current version covers energy property, not the general credit, but the definitions it created live on. The test for what is personal property now apply under Section 1245 and the Modified Accelerated Cost Recovery System. When a cost segregation study classifies a component as 5-year or 39-year property, it is using the same logic from Section 48. This is why Section 48 matters. It set the standard for how we classify assets. The functional analysis, asking what a component does and not just where it is attached, comes directly from the statute. The IRS agreed with this approach in a 1999 acquiescence decision that linked Section 48's rules directly to modern depreciation. Section 48 is a historical authority now. The actual law today is Section 1245 and the HCA framework, but the test you use in your study, the sole justification test, and the service in place test, they all trace back to 1962. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were classified using these rules, review the legal analysis section of your report.